Google is putting up $30 million to sponsor a new contest. To win the grand prize, you have to put a privately funded robotic rover on the moon. You can get bonus prizes if your rover discovers ice or takes photos of human artifacts like equipment left by Apollo astronauts. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Peter Diamandis runs something called the XPRIZE Foundation. It tries to spur the development of new technology by putting up big cash prizes. A few years ago, it offered $10 million for the first privately funded space flight. Spaceship One, a white vehicle painted with blue stars, made two brief trips up and back and won the prize.
And after that, we were looking to see where do we go next. And in the space realm, what was clear to us was really, there were two objectives. One is an orbital XPRIZE, and the second was a lunar XPRIZE.
Diamandis decided to first aim for the moon, and he got Google to put up the money.
To win the Google Lunar XPRIZE, a team has to build, design, launch, and then soft land on the moon a robotic rover, and then be able to rove, to maneuver around for about a half a kilometer, 500 meters.
There are other requirements, too, like your rover has to do a moon cast, sending back images to Earth. There's a $20 million grand prize, second prize is worth $5 million, and there's $5 million in bonus prizes for things like getting your rover to survive a lunar night. But if you want to go for it, you'd better act fast. Diamandis says it all has to happen before December 31st, 2014.
I have very little doubt that it'll happen. I think that we'll have a winner within 4 years.
Executives at Google seem to agree.
We're optimistic that we will have a lunar landing by the time this prize is done.
That's Google co-founder Sergey Brin speaking in a video prepared for the announcement today at Wired Magazine's Next Fest held in Los Angeles. The video shows him against a backdrop of the moon's dusty gray surface. The blue Earth is just over his shoulder. He says Google has been impressed at how the XPRIZE Foundation has already been making things happen.
So now we are here today embarking upon this great adventure of having a commercial organization, non-governmental, make an exploration to the moon.
It's been decades since Russia and the United States landed scientific probes on the moon's surface. Several countries are now interested in new missions to the moon. For example, Japan is about to launch a moon orbiter, and NASA plans to send an orbiting probe next year.
But right now, there really isn't a lunar lander.
Pete Warden is head of the NASA Ames Research Center in California. He's been talking a lot with the XPRIZE folks about their robotic race to the moon.
So this could be kind of the first message from Earth in many decades that actually lands on the moon.
Warden predicts a lot of interest from the private sector, because if a company shows it can get a rover up there cheaply, NASA or other countries might suddenly become potential customers, and the winner would get bragging rights.
Just the excitement of having the private sector now for the first time touch another planet, that's a pretty neat concept, and I think it's going to kick off a real excitement.
The XPRIZE Foundation says it will be opening up registration for teams immediately. They expect to get at least half a dozen entries in the next few months. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.